From the Chattahoochee Tech Studios, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. During the week, you'll get the local news for Marietta, Kennesaw, Smyrna, and all of Cobb County right here. And on Sundays, like today, you'll find the Cobb Life Sunday podcast, where we talk to business owners, newsmakers, local celebrities, and people making a difference in our community.
Everyone loves a winner when they're in your corner. With over 40 years of experience, Johnson & Alday can help you win in a variety of scenarios. Whether it's an auto accident, slip and fall, dog bite, or anything in between, Johnson & Alday can help you win. And here's the best part. They are so confident in their detailed process that they won't charge you a dime until your recovery for an injury claim has been secured. Visit them online at johnsonallday.com or call 678-785-9595 to get started.
We're joined on the Cobb Life Sunday podcast by Mark and Liz Dino. They're names that you may not know right off, but you probably recognize the name Atlanta Hard Cider. So Mark and Liz, welcome to the studio. Thank you for being on the podcast. And please just give me a short little elevator pitch. Who are you?
So we are a local family-owned hard cider company based out of Marietta, Georgia. We started distributing our hard cider in the market back in 2017, but our cider journey started way before that with Mark homebrewing at home in our garage. That started probably late 2014. It took a few years for him to fine-tune his recipes. And fast forward, we're almost in 2022, and our cider, you can find our cider all throughout the state of Georgia.
Atlanta Hard Cider started in your garage?
Yes, sir.
How? How does that work? So maybe we should back up first and talk about the fact that making cider is different than making beer. So why did you choose cider over beer? What was the differences? Walk me through some of that, Mark.
Okay. Yeah, how we got introduced to it was actually at a Garth Brooks concert at State Farm or Phillips Arena.
Mm-hmm.
And in my late 30s, I started developing a gluten intolerance with beer. So I started bloating, getting cramped up every time I drank beer. And the bartender overheard a conversation between me and Liz. You know, we bellied up at the bar and was like, I'm not sure what I want to drink tonight. If I have beer, I'm going to get crampy and bloated. If I drink bourbon, I'm not going to remember the concert.
Yeah.
And the bartender starts laughing and says, hey, have you ever had a hard apple cider? I was like, no, I've never heard of it. And she's like, well, do you like apples? I was like, I love them. She's like, try this. It's gluten-free. It shouldn't upset your stomach. It's about 6% ABV, so like a strong craft beer. And took a sip, fell in love with it. That night at the concert, had probably 3 or 4 pints, got a nice little buzz, but remembered 100% of the concert and had a great time. And from there, that was my drink.
Is that when Garth did those the two shows a night at Phillips?
Mm-hmm.
I think
yep.
It was still Phillips. Was it a late show or early show you were at?
It was the later show.
I think it was the later show.
I went to one of those too. Yeah, and that's fantastic. So it was. Have we sent Garth Brooks any Atlanta Hard Cider to thank him for the journey he put you on?
That's actually a fabulous idea.
That is a great idea.
Yeah,
you can attribute the start of our company because of the concert we were at.
Seriously, you're going to need to. He's married to Trisha Yearwood.
Yep, she's a Georgia girl.
She's a Georgia girl. Yep. Like, you need to let them know, hey, thank you for having this show so that I was able to discover my love of, I personally call it happy apple juice.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting. So tell me again, now, when you discovered your love for cider because of the gluten intolerance and things like that, how did you make it in your garage or go from making it in your garage to having this big, nice, fancy place that's right down the road from the square in Marietta?
I think it didn't just start with that night. I was at Total Wine pretty soon after the concert, and there was a craft cider section.
Mm-hmm.
So these are smaller, all-natural, freshly pressed apple juice ciders, and they were mostly from the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
So I called Mark. I said, hey, they have a ton of different ciders that you can't find like in the grocery store. And he was like, buy one of each. So I did. And brought them all home. We kind of started going through and tasting them, and they tasted completely different than the big commercial ciders.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, wow, this is fantastic.
Yeah, the big, at that time, 6, 7, 8 years ago, at you know, your big grocery stores, all you could find was the big conglomerates.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were made with high fructose corn syrup, 12-ounce bottle back then had about 28 to 38 grams of sugar in them.
Mm-hmm.
So you could only drink two or three of them, and that was about it. And the craft ciders that Liz brought home that day from Total Wine, you know, had a range of anywhere from 6 to probably 18 grams of sugar, real sugar, not the high fructose corn syrup. And a lot of them, the drier ones, were residual sugars from the apple. And I could drink as many of them as you want. It was like drinking a dry wine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I fell in love with it and was like, wow, I need to know more about this. Couldn't find any information on Google searches except Oregon State University in Portland was offering a two-week course, an introduction to craft cider. And I was like, wow, I've got to learn more about this. So with Liz's permission, I flew out there, took this course, met some terrific cider making masters from the Pacific Northwest, and then we started homebrewing it.
I mean, you really dove into this. So, all right, what was your background before? What were you doing? What was your job?
So I was a real estate developer.
Okay.
And I've done that since my early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Had a mortgage company and a real estate company before that. And, you know, the big downturn in the real estate market back in 2007, 2008, we stopped building and stopped developing and started buying residential rental properties.
Mm-hmm.
So built up a portfolio over about 4 to 5 years and was managing that portfolio of rental properties.
So that allowed you to have a flexible enough schedule to head out to the Pacific Northwest. However, still, that's extraordinary in the idea that I've had good bourbon before, but I never thought, oh, hey, I'm going to go to Kentucky and learn how to make it. You know?
Yeah, I guess you could say I'm a serial entrepreneur.
Okay.
And that's the best way to describe me and, you know, my personality type.
But you go to the Pacific Northwest and you learn the basics. I mean, they're not going to teach you how to make award-winning cider. They're going to teach you, here's how to do it, the nuts and bolts, right?
Yes, sir. That is correct. They wouldn't give us any of their secrets.
Yeah.
You're correct. Yeah, so that's when we started home brewing it, and it started getting better and better. And I was like, hey, let me tweak this, let me tweak that. And we would invite, you know, friends over, 15, 20, sometimes 30 friends, and we would have maybe a dozen different flavors. And we would say, hey, what do you like? What do you dislike? And why do you dislike it? And why do you like this? And from there, we just started tweaking the recipes. And
I think a key factor in the whole homebrewing process was buying a small commercial system, because then you could regulate the temperature and...
Our fermentation process is exactly like making a white wine.
Okay.
So the temperature during that fermentation is key.
So it's different than brewing beer.
Completely different.
It's a winemaking process. So that makes it seem a little fancier.
It is quite fancy, to be honest with you. A lot of people, they don't know the difference. They still say, hey, I had your apple beer last weekend, and it sure was good.
Mm-hmm.
And I just start laughing. We are not beer. We do not brew anything. Even though we say home brewing, we brew nothing. Like I said, we make it exactly like you'd make a white wine, except we're using fresh-pressed apple juice versus grape juice.
So let's fast forward just real quickly into the fact that you have a big fancy tasting room now that is right there. That's Roswell Street, right?
Yes, sir.
And it's gorgeous. I've been there. It's absolutely gorgeous. And you're now making all of Atlanta hard cider in that building. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So where was it made, and like, why is it made here now?
So for us, you know, we were doing the home brewing, and I asked Liz, I said, hey, you know, this is a venture. I see a great opportunity here, but I don't want to do it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she has a marketing background. She was working for an IT consulting firm up in Kennesaw, Georgia. And I just asked her, hey, are you willing to trust me and take a leap of faith and you handle our sales and marketing? Use your expertise with what you know. I'll stay in my lane and do what I know. And she said, she took the gamble and said, yes, let's do this. So with the building over by the Big Chicken on Roswell Street, where we're located now, for me being a developer, I got to design the building, work with engineers and architects with my ideas, and that's what I enjoy doing. So we own the building. We purchased that land from the city of Marietta, and they were absolutely fantastic to work with.
Mm-hmm.
They believed in us. We gave them renderings. You know, the goal was to try to make the building match some of the historic buildings on the Marietta Square.
Mm-hmm.
So we used an older antique brick. We used an old Savannah ivory mortar. And, you know, it turned out exactly the way we wanted it to.
I love that. That's the real estate developer geekiness coming out in you.
Yes. I could talk about it all day.
Like, I have no idea what that mortar means. No clue. I know that it looks cool. So you now have moved your production into that building. That's correct. Because it was,
yes.
I read in the MDJ that it was up in New York.
Yes, sir. That is correct. And it was funny. When we got into the market originally 4 years ago, people would say, oh, hey, made in New York City, you know, like that old Tabasco commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite the opposite. You know, we were co-packing with a fifth generation, 110-year-old apple orchard in Lafayette, New York, which is farm country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, absolutely gorgeous along the Finger Lakes. Great family-ran business. And we wanted to test the market to see if the market down here in the South was receptive to a craft cider. So the most feasible way to do that would be use a co-packer. So we got to actually take our recipes, scale them up the size, and renting the capacity from them.
Wow. And so you did that for how long?
We did that for a little over 4 years.
Okay. So the Atlanta hard cider that you were buying, that if you saw it in the store, because you're in some grocery stores and you're in some package stores and things like that, if you were buying those a few years ago, it was the apples that were coming from New York with the co-packer and everything. But now it's 100% a Marietta, Georgia product.
Yes, sir. That is correct.
But where are the apples coming from?
We're getting the apples from Washington State.
Okay.
So Washington State grows 2/3 of all the apples in the country.
Mm-hmm.
They got great fruit processors, always consistent. So to give you an example, they press almost 100,000 pounds of apples. We use a variety between 4 to 5 different apple varieties, such as Pink Lady, Fuji, Macintosh. And we're trying to get our bricks, which is the sugar content and the acidity and our pH levels, in a specific range. So they press those 100,000 pounds of apples. That fills up a 5,500-gallon tanker truck.
Wow.
And they drive that across the country here to Marietta, Georgia. Takes about 4 days for that trip, the tanker truck, to get here. We pump out that fresh-pressed apple juice into our fermentation tanks, which each tank can hold up to 6,000 gallons. And from there, we pitch our champagne yeast. The yeast eat the sugar in the apple juice, convert that sugar into alcohol. And after about 7 to 10 days, we have a gigantic fermentation tank of 5,500 gallons of
deliciousness.
Cider. Yes, of deliciousness.
How many pints?
That's almost, 100,000 pints in that 5,500-gallon fermentation tank.
There's so many different things going on here. Like, there's some science to it. There's some art to it. There's a lot happening. There is Savannah ivory mortar going on. There's a lot going on here. But we're going to take a quick break here on the Cobb Life Sunday podcast. And I want to ask Liz, since you're handling all of the marketing, I want to know some of the challenges that you're facing by running a company from right here in Marietta and going against, you know, people who sell alcohol. That's big money. That's big stuff. We'll do that next.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation.
solution. Dial 678-ESOG now.
We're back on the Cobb Life Sunday podcast. We're joined by Mark and Liz Dino. They're the people behind Atlanta Hard Cider. It's the big, fancy, nice building over near the Big Chicken where you can buy some absolutely delicious cider. I have been there. Full disclosure, I've been there and I'm a big fan. I'm like you, Mark, where I'm not the biggest fan of beer because it doesn't make me feel that great all the time. So I would rather have a cider. It's my go-to. And when I discovered craft ciders, I was in heaven because there's so many flavors. There's so much going on there. And then to find out that you can buy craft cider that is absolutely delicious, that's made right here in Marietta, Georgia, that makes me so happy. And Liz, since you're handling all of the marketing stuff for Atlanta Hard Cider, I imagine that there's been a lot of challenges. Yes. Tell me some of that.
Well, transitioning from software consulting to the beverage industry, that was a learning curve, but we and I have been very, very blessed to have such a great distributor to work with. They have really helped me from a sales and marketing standpoint on learning the industry, learning what works in the industry, and just having that resource to lean on in regards to strategy, in regards to, you know, planning. So just super blessed to have the distributor that we have for our product.
And it does seem like you're talking about, I mean, geez, $100 million companies that are in this space, mm-hmm. and then you guys are going to start it from your garage. That is an uphill battle.
It has been learning how the industry works and competing against the big boys with big budgets. You know, we're a husband and wife team, so it's kind of, all right, our budget is pretty small, but we have been able to do a lot. We've learned that Instagram, Facebook, social media, that has been huge for us. Mm-hmm. We have a fantastic creative director, graphic designer, who is one of my close friends, who she and I work together in the software space. So we have a great working relationship. I mean, you look at how beautiful, I'm going to say how beautiful our cans are and the branding. That is a huge kudos to her and her, you know, creative genius. So that having that resource as well as just the help from our distributor, and it's been wonderful. So
how has it been as a husband and wife team running a company like this? Y'all didn't work together before,
no.
Correct? You both had individual careers.
Yes.
So how has that been?
Good thing we really, truly love each other. it has been rewarding, very, very rewarding, especially to see how much Atlanta Hard Cider has grown over the past 4 years. Have a few hairy times, especially when you live together, work together, you're with each other pretty much 24/7. And like most small business owners, your business is on your brain 24/7. I mean, we're on vacation last week and still 80% of our conversation is the business and planning and everything else. But all in all, I think it's gone well.
Yeah, in the construction business, there's an old joke. You know, if a husband and wife can make it through building a home from mm-hmm. the ground up, you know, their marriage will last forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've done that.
We've done that several times. And I would say a husband and wife team in business better make sure you like each other and love each other,
yeah.
if that makes sense.
I get that. I understand what you're saying. And it does seem like there's a lot of challenge. There's a lot of somebody's thinking about a problem, and it's coming up at 11 p.m. and the other one just wants to go to sleep,
right.
You know?
So true.
Yes.
I mean, when you're a small business owner, you're working 365 days a year. It doesn't matter. If something comes up, you have to address the issue. But, you know, that kind of keeps us on our toes. And we're also lucky to have great management staff that work, you know, for us at the cidery. So that's been a huge help.
Tell me about your choice to put it in Marietta. So you're called Atlanta Hard Cider. Now, y'all live here in Marietta, but you didn't have to put it here. It's Atlanta Hard Cider. You could have been anywhere in the metro.
Yep, that's a great question. When we first started the business, we actually lived in Atlanta. So we lived in the Vinings, and I purchased, I did an assemblage of some commercial property there off of Marietta Boulevard and Huff Road near the Top Golf. So I ended up acquiring about 1.25 acres of land, assembled that all together, and that's where we originally were going to build our cidery. And that property actually fronted approximately 600 feet of the Beltline. When the Beltline connects over there on the Upper West Side, that's the main corridor corner. And, you know, we ended up moving over here off of Whitlock Avenue in Marietta during that process and talked to City of Atlanta officials in the Beltline, and just wasn't feasible for us to build there. And reached out to some folks at the City of Marietta. Heard about what they were doing off of Roswell Street with the rejuvenation. And actually, this property was presented to us, and we were like, wow, this is a beautiful piece of property. We could build our building in phases, which is a great idea. And so, you know, we built our first building, phase one, on a half-acre lot. And then our building for phase two is on almost 2 acres of land. So as we're growing, we need that bigger building. And it just worked out perfect.
As it stands right here in January 2022, that Atlanta Hard Cider is the beginning of that rejuvenation of that area, correct?
That is correct.
That, yeah, there's a lot of work that's going in. There's a lot of news stories and a lot of information coming out about revitalizing all of that area, and you guys are going to be a cornerstone in it.
I think they're putting in a dog park.
Yeah, so
right,
you
down
look,
the street.
Yeah, if you look back, you know, they just opened up the express lane on I-75, and they have an exit right there on Roswell Street. So, you know, the Big Chicken underwent a multi-million-dollar remodel several years ago. So I would say that would be the anchor. They put the new Fifth Third Bank in, and then we just are another anchor. Then our phase two building will be another anchor, and a new dog park, which the city just announced is going to be opening up here. I think within like a year, they're going to break ground on another city-owned property.
That is absolutely fantastic. We're with Mark and Liz Dino. They own Atlanta Hard Cider. It's right there on Roswell Street. The tasting room is absolutely beautiful. Tell me, how are you guys and how is Atlanta Hard Cider giving back to the community? What do y'all do?
Well, like when we reached out to the City of Marietta, us being small business owners, that right there where our building is located is what's called an opportunity zone. And again, going back, trying to revitalize that area, our big pitch was, you know, we want to give back to the community by creating jobs. And I think it just means so much to be able to provide new job opportunities for your local community. And right now we've got approximately a dozen full-time and part-time employees over there. So if you look back, I mean, before we were open, those jobs weren't there, if that makes sense to you. And I think that's just the backbone of America, mom-and-pop businesses, creating jobs, building a community.
And also, you know, we are opening our cidery to host, you know, events for the community. We are planning something with, I believe, like someone who we partner with, like the Georgia food industry, having our tap room available to host our community, and so they can have events there, you know, whether it be fundraising events or, you know, charity events, you know, for the Humane Society on the weekends. We are open to doing anything like that to help out local needs. So,
and how has the Marietta business community been towards you guys?
They've been wonderful, very supportive since the very beginning, just offering up so many different resources for us to use. And having that community of resources where, you know, everyone's there to support one another.
Yeah, so the Marietta Business Associations came out. You know, they've done a little small private event there. Cobb County Chamber of Commerce has came out, done a little small event. And I think just the networking between other small business owners and just meeting your neighbors.
And supporting your neighbors, you know, using your local sign company instead of going outside of Marietta. I think it's kind of been a win-win for all of us. So
we're joined on the Cobb Life Sunday podcast by Mark and Liz Dino. They own Atlanta Hard Cider. And to piggyback what you said, Mark, you know, when you see Atlanta Hard Cider at the grocery store, buying that is ensuring that somebody here in Marietta has a job, that multiple people have jobs. I think that is absolutely fantastic, and it's delicious. And that's my own personal opinion.
Well, thank you so much.
I love it. Mark and Liz Dino, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.
Thanks for listening to the Cobb Life Sunday podcast. Be sure to listen all week long for local news from the Marietta Daily Journal. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.